WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. You know, life can feel like a constant juggling act, right? We're pulled in a million different directions, work deadlines, family obligations, social commitments, the never-ending scroll on our phones. It's enough to make your head spin. Today, we're diving into something super crucial for not only surviving but actually thriving in this crazy world. The art of setting boundaries and priorities. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to scream no? That's a sign, my friend, that it might be time to reclaim your time and energy. Now, I get it, sometimes saying no feels uncomfortable. We don't want to let people down or appear selfish. But trust me, setting boundaries is not about being rude or isolating yourself, it's about honoring your own needs and values, creating space for the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your house and just start rearranging your furniture without asking, right? It's the same with your time and energy. So, what are some key takeaways to help you master this art of boundaries and priorities? First up, get crystal clear on your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, mastering a new skill, or simply having some quiet time for yourself? Once you know your non-negotiables, setting boundaries becomes way easier. Next, learn to say no gracefully. It doesn't have to be a dramatic rejection. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already committed or I appreciate the offer, but it's not the right fit for me right now can work wonders. Third, schedule time for yourself. This is non-negotiable. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments with others, block out time in your calendar for activities that recharge and nourish you, whether it's reading, taking a walk, meditating, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. Now, don't be afraid to delegate. You don't have to do everything yourself. If possible, share the load with colleagues, family members, or even hire help for certain tasks. Remember, your time is valuable. Use it wisely. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries and prioritizing your needs is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just keep practicing, adjusting your approach as needed, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Think about the time when you felt completely stretched thin, juggling too many things at once. You probably felt stressed, exhausted, and maybe even a little resentful. Now imagine having the clarity to say no to some commitments, knowing that you're protecting your time and energy for what truly matters. That's the power of setting boundaries. You know, I remember one time when I was working on a big project with a very tight deadline. I was constantly getting called in different directions, emails, phone calls, meetings. It felt like there were never enough hours in the day. I finally realized that I needed to set some boundaries. I politely declined some extra projects, communicated my availability clearly to colleagues, and even carved out time for a daily walk to clear my head. The result? I was able to complete the project successfully, feeling less stressed and more in control of my time. It wasn't easy at first, but it made a world of difference. So remember, friends, you deserve to feel empowered, fulfilled, and present in your life. Start by prioritizing your values, setting clear boundaries, and saying no with confidence when necessary. It's the key to unlocking a more balanced and fulfilling life. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope this has inspired you to take action on setting some boundaries and priorities in your own life. What are some small steps you can take starting right now? Share them with me on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. And remember, keep striving for that stoic state of mind, resilience, discipline, and inner peace one day at a time. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.